AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Authorities say two juveniles have been charged in connection with the deadly shooting Wednesday at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
The juveniles are being detained in the Jackson County Juvenile Detention Center. This according to a news release from the county family court, which indicates the suspects face, quote, gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The release also said it is, again quoting, anticipated that additional charges are expected as the investigation by the Kansas City Police Department continues. A mother of two was killed, and 22 people were injured amid the throng of fans gathered at a rally outside Union Station after a parade through the city.
Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo gets a two-game suspension from the NFL. Correspondent Chuck Freeman has details.
NFL quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has been suspended for two games next season for violating the performance-enhancing drug policy of the league and the NFL Players Association. Garoppolo, the backup quarterback with the Las Vegas Raiders, was replaced as the team's starting quarterback late in the season by Aiden O'Connell. ESPN is reporting that Garoppolo is expected to be released by the team next month before an $11 million roster bonus is due. The Raiders signed Garoppolo last offseason to a three-year deal, but he threw just seven touchdowns and had nine interceptions.
In golf, the Genesis Invitational is going to be short a pair of top stars going into the weekend. Tiger Woods had to withdraw from the tournament in the middle of his second round with flu-like symptoms. Meanwhile, Jordan Spieth was disqualified from the tournament after it was discovered that he had signed an incorrect scorecard on his second round. After shooting a second-round 65 at Riviera just outside Los Angeles, Patrick Cantlay is now 13 under par and five shots up after 36 holes on a group that contains Canadian Mackenzie Hughes and Australian Jason Day. The NBA gets ready for its All-Star Showcase. The Basketball Hall of Fame has its Class of 2024 finalists, and baseball looks to tweak a rule on the base paths. That and more is coming up after this. The NBA descends on Indianapolis for its annual All-Star Game festivities. We get a preview from correspondent Tom McCabe.
The NBA All-Star Game returns to its traditional East vs. West format this year in Indianapolis. LeBron James captains the Western Conference and is appearing in a record 20th All-Star contest. Nikola Jokic, Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander round out the Western starters. Joel Embiid, averaging 35 points per game, will not join Giannis Antetokounmpo, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, and Jason Tatum as Eastern Conference starters. He's out with a knee injury.
Meanwhile, basketball's Hall of Fame has narrowed its class of 2024 down to 14 finalists. Among the players up for election this year are Vince Carter, the NBA's Rookie of the Year in 1999, an eight-time All-Star and the only player in league history to play in four different decades. And Chauncey Billups, a five-time All-Star and most valuable player of the 2004 NBA Finals. Other notable finalists include former University of Wisconsin head coach Bo Ryan in the coaches category, and former Bulls head coach and longtime television analyst Doug Collins, and former Lakers great and current Clippers front office advisor Jerry West as contributors. In the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes got two goals in the first 5 minutes of play in Tempe and end up rolling the Arizona Coyotes 5-1. Jalen Chatfield's goal 4 minutes and 50 seconds into the game proved to be the game winner, while Pyotr Kochetkov stopped 30 of 31 shot attempts. The win moves the Hurricane 2 points ahead of idle Philadelphia for second place in the Metropolitan Division. Correspondent Tom Miriam reports Major League Baseball is cracking down on obstruction plays on the bases.
As Major League Baseball teams begin spring training in Florida and Arizona, they will have to prepare for a crackdown on obstruction. MLB is asking umpires to enforce obstruction plays on the bases, though not at home plate. The focus is on infielders who drop a knee or leg down in front of a bag while receiving a throw, acting as a deterrence for aggressive base running and creating an increased risk of injuries. Making obstruction a point of emphasis fits in with an ongoing effort by MLB to create more action. Obstruction calls are not reviewable, which could lead to some disgruntled players and managers as enforcement is stepped up, but it also means it won't create long replay deliberations.
And the Philadelphia Phillies have agreed to a one-year deal with infielder Whit Merrifield worth a reported $7 million, which includes a club option for 2025. The 35-year-old was an All-Star last season with Toronto. Steve Carney, AP Sports.